to go with it.
Send it.
I don't know how to say it.
That's fine.
Move to authorize the engineer to let the bidding go.
Yes.
Okay.
Ditto.
A second.
Okay. Just for information here, you have two bids here in your packet. These bids are not public information. They need to be destroyed because we don't want people to know what these two companies already estimated bid this.
They bid the whole thing?
They bid the seal coat.
They bid the seal coat and they also bid the...
So to destroy all the... Will they rebid then?
Can we break them out of it and decide on Telegraph and then...
I would just let them bid it and just forget about these.
Mm-hmm. Let them resubmit, right?
We've had times where bids were rejected and they bid the same project a couple months later and everybody's seen those bids and they can use it however they want. And so it's not unheard of. So even if that has been released, I mean, I didn't release it to anybody, but if it did go, if it was available, it is what it is. And sometimes even
I don't think we ever read those aloud, did we?
No, that's why I've not read them aloud. And that's why I'm telling you not to share them.
Got it.
And we do even know if these meet what you just spec'd.
Yes.
I use those to help prepare that part of the job. And those are two good companies that I'm sure will be bidding on that project A.
So basically, we're going to go back to them and say, hey, on top of what you already looked at, we've got two more sections. They may give us the exact same numbers, but let's get, they got to come back with us, what you're saying.
Yes and no, because one of them can do the asphalt work and the seal coat, and the other one can only do the seal coat, and then you're going to have another one do the asphalt work. So, I mean, all I'm saying is don't share the bids that you have in front of you right now. Okay. Let Mike get all the bids and let him deal with that on his end. That's what we're paying for. Okay. Which takes care of item number 8, correct?
Yes.
Yep, I think so.
You got anything to add, James? Roll call.
Councilmember Smith?
Aye.
Bowman?
Aye.
Brandenburg?
Aye.
Block?
Aye.
And Herman?
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, 0 nays, motion carried.
Okay. Next is Public Works Report. Reference number 9, Dolan Storm Drain.
So, at 302 Terrace Drive. James Medina owns that property, and there is a 30-inch culvert coming out between the condos on Kevin Road, and it's pointing right at his property. I mean, it's probably 5 feet off of his property. And I get it right there. You have to get it blows all the way through his property and down into the creek. Since they got the rest of the houses on Dolan built, he said the water has been very bad and he wants to put a storm drain in, and he wants Dolan to pay for it. And obviously this is a civil issue between him and Dolan, but then it just came to my thought that if he took money for Dolan, then that subdivision, that maybe that could help. I did have Mike and I went and looked at it, and as far as the culvert goes and what would need to be done, and then actually I brought Chad down there and looked at it, and so they both have some different opinions, but I guess the question is do we help him with TIF or not?
Is that culvert, what would it assist in the amount of water running through those backyards?
What would, there's nothing. Well, the culvert is from the street. So that's all the storm drain on Kevin is dumped through that culvert.
But it's shooting towards, it runs down through some of that riprap, but then into the creek.
Right, well, run to the, yeah, in the beginning of it, and then, yeah, and then it just cuts all the way through his property.
Isn't it on the very south end of his property?
Yeah, right at the toe.
Yeah, there's already gravel, right?
The terrace has that steep slope at the end of the road, and right at the toe of that slope, there's like this little eroded ditch.
There's already gravel in it, there's already, there's like,
Right,
so, when I first went over there, the chain link fence on the east side of his fence, or on the east side, there literally was washed out, and it was probably 3 to 4 foot cut underneath that fence. So then he came in and filled it back up with slag, which will eventually blow out, because the slag he used is not what he probably should have used.
Sure, but that's part of it.
Who filled it up?
Me and Mark.
No one.
Oh, okay.
So he's losing his ground, he's losing his soil, and then I think he puts some stuff in there, and it actually, the water channeled to another spot and started washing it all out. So underneath his fence.
He did it himself?
Yes.
Look at this picture from here.
Yeah, I see that.
So I assume it's right, this is the south end of the property, this place right here talking about coming in from Dolan's?
Yeah.
Not this end, right here?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not nice and clear running all the way through here all the way and getting out into the creek?
Well, on a nice calm rain, but when you get a 4-inch rain, he said that culvert's half full and it's just blowing through and it can't handle it. That little.
So what's he going to put a storm from here all the way?
He wants, yeah.
Whoa.
So,
on his what was the suggestions that you got from the contractors that looked at it?
Well, he wants to leave an open belly and pour an open belly, let it run to keep it open that way. Mike had used an kind of an open belly going into a culvert. Or do you have it where the culvert's dug in and it just, you have a grate on it and it just drops down, to, you know, so there's
then
a bunch
of bury a pipe to the other side of his property and shoot it out there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it would, the next question would be, is there, and I haven't figured this out yet, so is there an easement there? I mean, is that water, who allowed that water to be channeled through somebody's property? I don't know.
Well, that's exactly when you and I talked about this, that's exactly why I said I think this is a civil issue between the two property owners, where I think it kind of puts us in uncharted territory.
No,
because
I agree.
If we agree to do this, then we go putting a culvert on somebody's property and he's not satisfied with it, are we liable? Mm-hmm. That's the question I have for you.
I'm sure he would give an easement if we're going to put a storm sewer in. He was very, you know, encouraged that we were out there looking at it and looking at, you know, he had some ideas. He wanted to do corrugated metal. I didn't want to do corrugated metal because 20 years from now I'd be out there.
If it lasts that long.
Replace it again. So I don't do corrugated metal for anything but driveways. So it was like, I would do concrete or HDPE or something like that.
So my question, in your opinion, your professional opinion, is it something that the city should be getting involved in it?
The city doesn't have to get involved. It's on private property. Dolan is sending their water where it always used to go, but there's no detention because the city has never approved a detention requirement. So I can force somebody to do detention if I know there's a downstream issue, but when Dolan did their subdivision, you know, it's just where he's sending it there, it's headed towards the creek. You know, the water is always drained to that low area. So I think Dolan's subdivision was done properly, but yeah, if maybe we should have made him have detention, but it's not in the ordinance yet. So yeah, basically, I don't know what Dolan could have done different. He did, he followed the rules, and you know, now there's just,
but you're talking a big difference from residential to, from farm field to residential. So the water was never as big an issue when it was farmland, and now it's all residential with streets, sidewalks, curbs, gutters, sure. The whole nine yards, and storm drain outlets.
They're definitely adding storm water as part of when they're doing a development like that. They're adding pavement that wasn't there before. There's more storm water leaving. And that this is, you know, a reason why I think there should be detention requirement in town. A couple of people have done it. Premier did one, and Questliner
did one.
But there were reasons for those. It, like, Premier goes to the DOT, so the DOT requires it. So, you know, if you're dumping on DOT, like if that 8-acre development from Jepson happens, they'll have to have it because that water will be going to the DOT, Jepson-Samson subdivision. But, so that's a totally different thing. But basically, I don't think the city has to do anything, but if the city wants to do something, you can. He was talking about, like, he would do a corrugated metal pipe. I don't know if he was talking, he was paying, or the city was paying, or wherever, but we went down there and looked at it.
He just said, I think Dolan should pay for this.
I'm thinking they need to.
So I think they got to figure, I mean,
let them figure out. Dolan pay for it, you know, I don't think it.
Well, the other thing, too, you need to keep in mind is we have Dolan's money. We have Dolan's money in the TIF that we could assist with the project, so to speak. Mm-hmm. I guess my question is, what legality do we have in this?
But who owns it after that? Do we own it?
Correct. That'd be the other issue.
Do you want to own it, though?
If you do it right and you put a, you know, a concrete pipe in there or something, but then you're spending money, is this going to have to be like 36 or something because you got 30 dumping into it? But if you do it right, you know, I wouldn't be worried about that pipe, you know, coming in and having to mess with that pipe anytime soon or anything.
So you're thinking just saw that 36-inch CIP in half and use that as a channel through there?
No.
What are you talking about?
If we're doing a channel, then we would grade out a ditch and then I would put like Fleximat down over in here, like hard armor. We did that on Buffalo on the west side of Elm Street. If you want to drive down there, look at that, like from Chestnut up to Ash on Buffalo. You know, we could do a field trip and go down and look at it. But yeah.
But what they're talking about is just doing a swale,
putting a pipe in, but not connect to the 30. But you'd have like where the riprap is now. You would grade that, and then you'd be in a sump condition where you'd cut like 3 to 4 foot at the end of that riprap, and take that riprap up, channel it down to that, and then you'd put a 36-inch concrete pipe there, bury it, and then straight grade down to the TOA slope to the east where he filled that rock that goes underneath that fence and that dumps to the creek. And then you have a swale over the top of it, so any water that drains the south end of his property or down that slope off Terrace gets into the swale and drains into the creek, so you're not ponding water anywhere. But you could do, he wasn't that excited about having this big old ditch, even if we hard armor it, because he wants to be able to drive through it to maintain his property and everything. But that would, you know, we could do that where you could just have, basically, it's almost like a paved ditch, but you basically just Fleximat's these chunks of concrete that are in a grid connected together that are flexible. So you grade it out, you actually seed, fertilize, and you put that down and grass will grow through it. It's hard armored, you can just like drive a vehicle right over it if you do the right slopes. So that's an option, not doing the pipe. I had really good luck with that in a few projects. So I'd recommend that too. But he sure didn't seem very excited about that. Just he was okay with that, like between the two pipes for 50 feet or something, but not the, I don't know, 200 feet or however wide that is. I don't remember how long
it is. Yeah, it's getting close to the 300 feet.
300 feet.
Well, he's wanting 300 feet of concrete pipe.
Yeah, so that's money, because 36-inch pipe concrete's not cheap.
I think it's what, $1,000 a foot.
It shouldn't be that much, but it'd be more than $100 a foot. It'd be $100 to $200 a foot times 300.
You're right, 160.
Well, yeah, I was saying like for, yeah, like a 20-foot section was like $1,000.
Maybe.
Well,
and then you got labor.
It'd be 200.
But we could also do like dual wall HDP. There's an N12 that's lighter. That might be an option too.